So that vote went to the public. The public voted in a referendum to build the school. That school referendum included the impact fees. Now, if the school didn't do that and didn't add it because they figured they were going to get out of it, shame on them. And if they did it, that money is sitting there and the voters approved it. That's what's frustrating. That to me is not being honest and upfront, or they're incompetent and they didn't add it to the project. That's where I'm frustrated, because something doesn't add up. So let's just move forward, exempt it, be done with it, so we don't have to keep on dragging the, you know, the superintendent here. You know, I mean, she's got a job to do. All right, it's $90,000. When's this going to come up again? What's the next building they're going to try to ram down us? You know, I mean, seriously.
So is there a motion adopting an ordinance to amend 92-9 municipal code in part and primarily to update the same pursuant to the public facilities needs assessment and impact fee study, March 2020?
That's my motion.
Mayor?
Yeah, that was my second.
Are we adopting it the way that it is, or are we going to give input to it before we adopt it?
What additional input could you add to this?
Just the date that the school...
Well, if you gave me the floor, I could bring them up.
I'm certain that you have something. Alderman Wilhelm.
So does that mean you're giving me the floor? Okay. So I want to... And actually, this is for the consultant who was online, I believe. Hopefully, he's still there.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. You might recall when this was before the council previous, when you were there, and I asked about the transportation section, and I had asked that the ordinance public needs assessment study be updated in a couple areas. Mm-hmm. This is the same study. Were you planning on making those changes to this study to update it? Because the my request was for looking at Marquette Avenue based on new development and the proposal, and we had the conversation at a meeting earlier with the city attorney, and we all kind of concluded that that was an acceptable addition. Is that something you were going to put in to the document?
So a couple changes that you had mentioned. One was Victory Park, so I dug into that, and that project was removed from the park section, so that did lower the fees a little bit. And I did begin investigating Marquette Avenue, but given the timeline, I wasn't able to add that. That is something that I can do if the council so desires. When I update the water and sewer fees, I can also update the transportation fees to include that project.
Okay, what does it take to update to include that? Because I brought that up at the last meeting.
Yeah, so I'd need some data from the Department of Transportation and then some cost estimates on the project itself.
Yeah, we had a meeting earlier today, so the city engineer should have some of that information. He said he was going to have it available for tonight. So that's one of the things I would like to have included. And then the other one was... Page 7 still includes Marwoods. Did you also remove Marwoods? That was $207,000 on page 7.
I did speak with city employees, and they said that project was still a potential project of moving forward, so I did leave that one in.
I think it's privately owned, so I don't know how it can be, unless it's made, a donation made right now. The woods was held by the family under private ownership, so I don't see how that can... be included in there. And then on page 12, there is the library department payment, and I guess I would ask the finance officer to talk about the fact that they weren't we weren't collecting enough at one point, and we ended up having to pay that out of the taxpayers' money to cover that. Now we're lowering the library payment quite a bit, impact fee, and so the library debt payment is still out there. If we lower it, are we going to be able to meet that debt and pay that off, or are we going to be in a situation where development drops, which might be what happens under our current situation, and then the taxpayers again have to pick up that? Do we really want to lower it as far as we're lowering it?
Mr. Rotzenberg.
So the impact fee study does include in the cost yet to be collected under impacts the unpaid portion of the debt on the library project from the early 2000s. And should development occur as it's projected in this fee study, then we would collect those monies over time. The study also recommends in its early sections that the study be reevaluated periodically to evaluate whether or not growth is taking place at the projection. And if not, then the fee can be modified for the then current growth. So the answer to your question is, assuming the fee study stays current with what's actually happening, the city would collect those monies and be able to return them back to the taxpayers.
Okay, well, right now, no one can say we're in a different economic environment at the current moment. So we don't know if we're going to be able to do that. I'm just trying to prevent having to, you know, take out a debt payment to pay for something because we didn't think about how that might affect the library. And the other concern I have with lowering that and not having the money for the library, which is one of our best community assets, is the fact that in the future they may need to expand, and if we're lowering that, we might not have what we need for the growth on that. So there's a couple considerations. Can we bump that up just a little bit? I'm concerned about how long it took this study to come forward. 7 years, we can say we might move it forward in 5 years, but if it takes us another 7 years, that could really hurt the taxpayers with paying off that debt that's remaining on the library and future growth for the library.
So with impact fees, there's a potential for either over-collecting or under-collecting, and Franklin has been experiencing under-collecting for the last number of years, really since the last recession. And this is a much more conservative forecast. It forecasts growth at slightly less than 1% a year, which is pretty modest. Nevertheless, to your point, it is important to update the study regularly to make sure it is tuning into the needs of the community. I would be hesitant to add anything to the library fee without having more details on what the specific needs are and how the standards apply to those particular needs to see how much could impact fees pay for versus how much would come from the general fund.
Alderwoman,
well,
could you... Can you be more succinct in your suggestions here? We've got 22 more items.
Well, I guess now that I've heard the conversation about what he just said, it sounds like we could have him include both the transportation item and the library board in the future study with the sewer and water and just take those two out for now and have them come up, if that would be agreeable with everyone else, because the library board has put together a pretty good strategic plan, and that may help greatly on determining the needs of the library in the future if you had a copy of that plan to help with your assessments on those fees. Is that something the consultants, you could add those in?
I could, yeah.
Well, the maker of the motion is not going to agree to that, and the reality is, we'll have more development if we would be less expensive. We are so damn expensive as a community, and that's what we hear time and time and time again, that we do this and that's going to help out. So I'm not, you know, I want to move forward on this the way it is.
Well,
you know, this is all, there's so much politics involved tonight and all through the weekend, because it's election season and tomorrow's the big day, and this is going to backfire on you guys.
I didn't hear Alderman Taylor be giving the floor, and I was asking a question and trying to confirm that the fact that our finance officer just said we didn't collect enough to cover the library, which means it's coming out of taxpayers. So I understand you want to move forward, and I understand you're trying to cut the developer's deal. And I don't have a problem with the direction. I'm having a problem with two items that are going to cost the taxpayers money if we don't take care of it. One of them, we could have had Marquette Avenue, and we wouldn't have to be paying for that right now. Now I'm asking you for an alternative to get that in the project so we can cut the general fund money and the money that goes to that road. That's a good thing for the taxpayers to add it. That's not the skin off of any developer. It's not the skin off of any politician. It's helping the taxpayers, as well as taking the time to look at the library study to know that we know what they're doing for their growth. That also is going to help the community and is no skin off of the taxpayers. So I would like some consideration to those particular items and the removal of the Mar Woods, because we know that's been given for public. You guys are talking on the side there. I can see you.
Mr. Mayor, is there a second to Mr. Taylor's motion?
There is.
Can I call for it to go forward?
Is that a call for the question?
Yes.
Is there a second for the call of the question?
Second.
I have questions on what the motion is.
We'll get to that. Okay, on the call for the question. To call the question, Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm. To call the question.
No.
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson. Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor, Nelson.
Aye.
Five ayes, one no. Question is called.
So the motion is to reset all the fees that are listed in item one, to do the US CPI, okay, in item two, to do a fee reduction for low cost housing in three, and to exempt the public schools. That's my motion.
Mr. City Attorney.
And to make whatever technical corrections on, you know, in the document.
And one thing in Section 8 is, when would the effective date be for the exemption of school districts? January 1, 2013, 2017.
I think we're talking about whatever takes care of the $90,000 that was mismanaged.
That would be January of 2017.
Yeah, 2017.
That was my second.
On the question, all those in favor, let's do a roll call.
Discussion on the motion.
Nope.
I'm sorry, Dan. When a motion is called, you can only act on the motion, no discussion. It's the rules.
Well, this answer agrees with what I believe the common perspective is, so I will go along with it.
Thank you.
Alderman, I have a clarification.
There isn't any, Alderman Wilhelm. It's the question's been called. Alderman Dandrea.
Clarification on what his point was about the corrections to the document. Did that include just Mar Woods, or did that include the...
It includes none of that.
Transportation?
None of that.
None of them.
Alderman, okay, so what were the corrections to the document?
None of that. The date of January 2017.
Yeah, the date that the city attorney referenced, which we got to, the mismanagement.
The question's been called.
You don't have to be rude. You don't. You really don't have to be rude. I am only trying to do my job.
Alderman Wilhelm, the question has been called. I don't get a choice as to whether you think I'm rude or not. The question's been called. I don't get a choice.
You can run it more politely.
Alderman Dandrea.
Aye.
Who's
Alderman Mayer.
Aye.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Aye.
Alderman Taylor.
Aye.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously, 6-0. Thank you very much.
Like to make a second motion.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I'd like to make a motion to allow the consultant to take care of the item for the transportation and the Mar Woods.
Second.
Water and sewer.
Been moved and seconded. All those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Aye.
Motion carries. See, now that wasn't that difficult. Move on to item G2, an ordinance to amend 15-30418 of the Unified Development Ordinance to make some changes to allow UW Credit Union to move forward. Alderman Wilhelm.
I'll make the motion, as stated in the packet.
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. G3 is a resolution authorizing certain officials to execute an MOU formalizing all the things that Jim Lucky and Steve Taylor and the city attorney and I did.
You know, this is moving pretty quick. I did have a question. The Plan Commission made a change to the ordinance, inserting the word PDD into the name of that ordinance. We are passing this with the Plan Commission recommendation that the council is not aware of. Please correct.
We're allowing drive-throughs in the entire PDD that Walmart is on, rather than just on a space-by-space as a special use. The only thing that really changes is instead of having to jump through all kinds of hoops, you only have to jump through one. That's the big difference.
Yeah, so the Plan Commission's recommendation was to insert the word PDD in between and in the ordinance title, so it doesn't say the entire district. It says the entire PDD district. So I want to clarify that, but that's what the ordinance will read.
Okay, Historical Society, we now have agreement. Thank you very much.
I made the motion. We didn't vote on it yet. I think, who seconded it?
All those in favor?
Who seconded?
Aye.
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 D'Andrea. G4.
Thanks, Jim Lucky, for all your work.
Thanks, Jim. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much.
That was the quickest agreement we ever got to, wasn't it, Jim? G4 on page 103, tax incremental district number 6 is a boundary amendment feasibility analysis report authorization.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed?
Moved and seconded.
Sorry, we're doing this too fast.
Oh, yeah.
City attorneys.
Nelson moved it. I seconded it.
And we voted, right?
Yes.
Yes. Unanimous.
G5, page 111. Texting the Mineral District number 8 mixed use overlay analysis report.
So move.
Second.
Get it?
Question.
Alderman Wilhelm.
I noticed when I was going online the other day, there was a joint review board. Could the alderman get notice of that joint review board meeting?
Sure.
Dawn Gunderson.
Hi, Dawn. Just coming up. All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. G6 is an authorization authorizing issuance of $14,952,000 taxable tax incremental project municipal special limited revenue obligation bonds.
Your Honor, I'd like to abstain on this item, please.
Okay. Thank you. So noted.
I'll make a motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion?
Question. The investors were to put up a $12 million, and do we have documentation to show that that's current? The payout provisions on Section 1 are for 20.
Ed Maxwell.
Has left.
At, or do we know if we have that investor $12 million still there?
Ms. Rosberg.
The $12 million that the investors put in were paid out prior to the city beginning to invest any money in the second mortgage, so that money was received. Was confirmed by Knight Berry Title Company, and those funds have been dispersed.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Let's try it again. Let's try it again. You all ready?
Abstain.
We're going to do a roll call then. Alderman D'Andrea.
Aye.
Alderman Mayer.
No.
Alderman Wilhelm.
Abstain.
Alderman Taylor.
Abstain.
Alderman Barber.
Aye.
Alderman Nelson.
Aye.
3 ayes, 1 no, 2 abstentions. Motion passes.
No. There was a no?
There was a no.
Alderman Mayor.
Isn't that a 4 vote?
No.
Okay.
Motion carries. Item G7 is a donation to the fire department by the family and friends and remembrance of Allison Healy.
Second.
Mr. Fire Chief, you have a comment on this? With appreciation to the Healy family and our sincere condolences. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Jeez, you guys. Let's try it again for the Healys. All those in favor?
Aye.
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 Obviously, nobody's going to be opposed. Move to item G8. Request for authorization to actually move a position around. Fill an approved and budgeted.
So moved.
Second.
Abstain.
Okay. All right. No, wait. Okay. We got it, Dan. Hold on. Let's let the chief brag a little bit. Chief Remington. This is a good thing.
This will better serve the department and the city. When this whole COVID thing started breaking out about 3 weeks ago, I went downtown to MFD administration and met with some of the best and brightest in the field throughout the area from multiple departments. And for us to be able to contribute to that at a higher level, times like these show how critical positions like this are, and I think it's important that we move it forward. This helps our department, it helps our city, it helps our citizens.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. One abstention. So it's five ayes, one abstention. Chief, the guys are stepping up. Tell them as I do.
Who abstained?
Dan did.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Thanks very much for stepping up. And I say this on the conference call with the mayors and village presidents. MFD and our chiefs, they've taken over this whole COVID response plan on their own and developed a system that's just working phenomenally. And they're using, I won't go into the rest of it, but they're doing a great job. And they're saving a lot of lives and helping a lot of people. So our guys are getting kudos.
Thank you.
Thanks, Chief. Okay. G9, resolution approving a two-lot certified survey map for the Wyden Fields. This is a motion to reject the certified survey map.
So moved.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? What was that? All those in favor of the motion to reject, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. G10 is an ordinance, two amend ordinance 2019-2398, adopting the 29 annual budgets for the general fund, sanitary sewer fund to provide $670,000 general fund and $175,000 of sanitary sewer fund, additional appropriation, extraordinary contributions for the public works defined benefit retirement income plan. Mr. Rotzenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So the city currently sponsors a defined benefit retirement plan for the formerly represented public works folks. Included in that document or that agreement with Principal Financial, who is both the actuary, the custodian, and the investment advisor for the plan, is a provision that Principal will guarantee the payments once an employee retires. In exchange for that, the city has agreed to maintain certain asset levels in the plan, and with the recent reduction in equity markets across the United States as a result of the COVID pandemic, the principal folks have noted that the asset values in the plan were falling considerably below what was required or agreed to by the city. And on March 13th, the city received a call for $750,000 in assets. Included in the council action sheet were subsequent call dates and amounts. The amount that principal was asking the city to contribute had risen to $1,154,000 on March 24th. On last Thursday, the stock markets and the asset values had increased such that there were an excess of $400,000 in the plan and no call was required. Staff has been in constant contact with principal. I spoke to them, as a matter of fact, this afternoon, and with yesterday's rise in the market, the position in the fund is even better. But the investment advisors, and I would tell the council my current feeling is on the markets, is that the equity markets are likely to see another down leg here at some point in time when the bad news in the economy begins to hit the markets. And so staff is asking for this budget amendment, which would authorize up to $1 million of additional appropriations spread across the general fund, the sewer fund, and we'll be asking the Board of Water Commissioners to amend their budget, and that therefore there would be facilities to make a payment of $1 million to principal to satisfy those asset calls. However, the second motion that I'm asking the Common Council to consider this evening is to authorize the Director in Finance to make up to a maximum of $750,000 asset contribution to that plan, should it be required, as we are in discussions and negotiations with Principal. It is obviously a council decision. If the asset call is made and the city does not make that contribution, Principal Mutual will withdraw monies from the plan, as they are allowed to under our contract with them, and purchase those annuities. That asset withdrawal will cause the city to have to make larger contributions in the future for those participants who haven't yet retired and are currently employees. So staff would recommend that they adopt this motion, as well as give the treasurer the option to make a contribution. Currently, I'm asking for authority on $750,000, but it is up to the council to decide what that should be.